The Outsider, that happened in 1994 that you ran.
Mm-hmm.
Today we are in 2016 in the midst of a presidential primary. Mm-hmm. And right now Donald Trump, businessman, is the presumptive nominee.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Ted Cruz dropped out last night, and Donald Trump's receiving outsider support. He's never held an elected office, vastly different from the normal politician in his style and his disregard for the Republican Party, and he has supporters who don't like the way Washington is doing business. There's a similar thing going on here that you had in your mind that he has and what's happened to him. Talk about that.
I haven't thought about it a lot. I don't doubt that he desires to restore us back on track that he sees, the track that we're off of. But I think the similarities are really different. I think Donald Trump brings out the worst in people, not the best. I think he's more about division than reconciliation. Our country's sick, and you're not going to heal it. Either party isn't going to heal it by worsening the alienation. What you have to do is be a problem solver. So, you know, it remains to be seen whether somebody of his position can win a national election by the personality that he's displayed thus far. The other thing is he's given no answers to anything. I understand fully why Americans are voting for him, and here's why it is. He's not one of them. That's how upset Americans are with the politics of this country today. And I was in 21 states last year. I can tell you, in every state, it's exactly the same. We're sick of him.
Them, meaning he's not one of them. He's not one of the politicians.
He's not a career politician in Washington not doing their job, breaking their promises every day to what they told the people that elected them that they would do. So he's getting their votes in spite of. You know, people cringe when he says some of these things, but he still gets their vote because he's not one of them. I understand that completely.
In 94, a University of Michigan poll said only 21% of the respondents said they trusted the government to do the right things most of the time. In 99, a study showed that 75% of the public believe the government represents a few big interests. Only 19% believe the government is concerned with the benefit of all the people. That was in 94. The same could be said for today.
Oh, it's less than that. I think the latest research is like 5 or 6%. Well earned, too. I just gave testimony on a bill that I got passed, forced the GAO to list the duplication in the federal government every year. This is the sixth year. There's over $400 billion in total that's been identified. In those 6 years, they've eliminated $36 billion. They estimate they might eliminate another $60 billion over the next 4 years, but that means a net $90 billion continue to be wasted every year. So there's a real simple question. Why aren't you doing something about it?